It's a pleasure to have in our studio a woodwind quintet and a percussionist. They called themselves the Golden West Winds, a great name for the ensemble. Flute, oboe, clarinet, horn, bassoon, and percussionist. And as we would hope from Air Force musical group, they're going to open with a march, a really sweet march. It's called the March of the Belgian Parachutists. Let's go to our studio and enjoy this playing of this group. From our studio, that was the Golden West Winds playing the piece by Pierre Lamont called The March of the Belgian Parachutists. Very cleverly arranged piece that uses two aspects of the woodwind quintet tied together by the percussion. It opened with the piccolo and the oboe and that treble sense along with the percussionist, and then it moved to the other choir, the lower choir of the clarinet, horn, and bassoon, and then different combinations of that, the March of the Belgian Parachutists. Two members of the group are in here with me, and so let's meet them one at a time. This would be Senior Airman Daniel Schifrin, the bassoonist. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
And then also the flutist, which is Airman First Class Candy Chang. Hello, Candy.
Hello.
And I'm just going to start right off. It isn't that about the cutest, most enjoyable piece you could possibly play?
Yeah, we really like playing that march. It's a lot different than the normal American marches that you're probably used to, like the Sousa marches. Yeah. It's a little bit slower. a little bit more lyrical and just a lot of fun.
Kind of makes you think that you would want to sit around and have a glass of wine with a Belgian parachutist.
Yeah, or
doesn't
chocolate
it?
Or whatever.
Yeah, whatever they're having. Well, terrific. Well, let's start with you, Candy. You're the flutist of the group. Come a little closer to the mic. And also playing piccolo on that. Have you always played both instruments at the same time? You know, I mean, equally?
I have. So growing up in Seattle, Washington, I played mostly flute. And I got into piccolo when I was in college. And that's when I really discovered that I really love to play piccolo. And it's just a great instrument. And I'm so happy I get to play it in the military band and in the woodwind quintet.
Great. And we'll pick on you for a little longer because you're the local person. So that's kind of fun. You grew up in the Seattle area. Tell me about some of your musical opportunities you had growing up there.
So I played in the Seattle Youth Orchestra.
Oh, you did. Good.
I did. Yeah. And also the Academy Chamber Orchestra. And so Seattle's just a perfect area to grow up in. And it's also just filled with musical opportunities and mentors that I will definitely carry on for the rest of my life.
Yeah, and that youth orchestra is a great orchestra.
It is.
Who was conducting it when you were doing it?
It was Stephen Radcliffe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so then where'd you go to school after that?
I went to the Oberlin Conservatory, and during my senior year, this is when I got this job, and so I've been on station for about a little over a year now.
Nice. Oh, so you're just fairly fresh out of Oberlin.
I am.
Yeah. Oberlin's an amazing place to be, isn't it?
It is. I loved it.
Yeah. So while you were at Oberlin, even though it was a conservatory, did you take advantage of the college, too, in many ways?
I did. I actually got a double major in arts administration. And so I serve as operations representative for this group, and we're part of a larger group, Band of the Golden West, sure, stationed at Travis Air Force Base. And today we've brought along the Golden West Woodwind Quintet, and this is the group that I helped.
Yeah. Well, that's really fairly perfect for a first job, isn't it?
It really is.
Because you're getting both sides, the playing and what's needed, which is making playing happen.
Correct. Yeah. I love it.
Nice. And back to you, the bassoonist, Daniel Schifrin. Tell me about how long have you been in this group?
I've been in the Air Force and this group for about 3.5 years.
Okay. And what were you doing before that? Were you just out of school?
So I was out of school for a little bit taking auditions. I had just done a master's degree at Cincinnati Conservatory. And so I was just taking all the auditions that I could. And this is the first one I was lucky enough to get. And I think playing in the military bands is a great job for musicians. We get to honor our veterans and show the excellence of just all of the people working really hard to keep us safe.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to do that by doing what we love, which is playing music.
Yeah, it's really a great combination. And the military bands, as you've already implied, are highly competitive. I mean, it's a competitive audition equal to those fearsome symphony auditions, isn't it?
It's true. It is. The auditions are done pretty much similar to the way orchestral auditions mm-hmm. are done. They do maybe a pre-screening round, and then you have to fly in to do a final round, and you have to beat, 10 to 30 people in yeah. that day. So yeah. it is very competitive. And then after that, you get to go to basic training for for 7 weeks.
A good old yeah. Lackland Air Force Base.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hopefully right in the summer when it'll be really hot.
Yep.
That's how that works. Well, that's great. And so then you're a bassoonist in this band. Do you have other duties with the group?
Yes. I actually, my additional duty in the band is working on everyone's travel authorizations.
Hmm.
So you could say I'm kind of the travel agent for the band,
yeah.
making sure flights are going well. And yeah.
Yeah. yeah. And you folks are just out on your first day of a tour in the region.
That's right. We'll be here for about a week.
Good. We'll talk about, go ahead and mention a couple of things that you're doing. Yeah.
So tonight we'll be performing at Eastern Washington University at their recital hall at 7:30 p.m.
Oh, tonight?
Yes, tonight.
Oh, great. Oh, okay, good. Okay, EWU recital hall tonight, 7:30. Okay,
7:30,
that's a good one.
Correct.
Okay.
Tomorrow we have, on Saturday, the 23rd, we have two matinees. We have a matinee at 10 o'clock at Rockwood Retirement, mm-hmm. South Hill. And one at 1 o'clock at Fairwinds Retirement Home. And then on Sunday, we hit University of Idaho. Mm-hmm. And we're also doing a few support concerts at Fairchild Air Force Base on Monday, and we close out our tour on Tuesday at Walla Walla University at 7 p.m. at the recital hall. So.
Well, let's send you both back into the room to hear some more music. Woodwind Quintet by Machinsky, a three-movement work by this significant composer. So let's get some music going.
All right,
so let's
get you
right back in there to do that. Robert Machinsky is one of the really respected composers of our time. He's written a lot of pieces for a lot of different ensembles, solo pieces, and I think he taught at one of the Arizona schools for a long time, University of Arizona or Arizona State, I'm not sure which. I think he's retired now, but beloved composer, and this is his three-movement quintet for winds. Once again, this group, the Golden West Winds, from the U.S. Air Force's Band of the Golden West at Travis Air Force Base. And so back to the studio for more music. Thank you. From our studio, the Quintet for Winds by Robert Micinski, played by the Golden West Winds. And they are Airman First Class Candy Chang, the flutist, whom we were speaking to a little while ago, and then Staff Sergeant Natalie Wren, the oboist, and then Senior Airman Elena Shaw, the clarinetist, Airman First Class Emily Hoffner, the horn player, and Senior Airman Daniel Schifrin, the bassoonist. The five woodwind quintet members, and then a little bit later we'll be bringing the percussionist back in for some more music.